Chapter 64. To describe the scene in a word, rage. The police arrived at the facility in the late afternoon. The sky was growing dark with the threat of thunder. Inside, the atmosphere was thick with the smell of death. Around the victim, hundreds of pigs were gathered, snuffling and snorting in the muck that had once been his body. This was one of the world's largest pork processing facilities, situated in Jonesville, North Carolina, and shutting it for the investigation meant that tens of thousands of pigs wouldn't be slaughtered. The swine were feasting greedily, their faces smeared with his blood and entrails as they tore at his skin with their eager snouts. Their eyes were wild, their grunts and squeals echoing off the walls of the building. Pigs snorted and circled in the background, waiting their turn to scrabble at his lifeless frame in search of tasty morsels. The cacophony had reached a fever pitch, and it was clear that something sinister and horrific had occurred here. The police officers and animal control experts had seen many horrors in their line of work, but nothing to compare with this grotesque scene. One of them gagged and ran from the building, while the others attempted to do what they could. They shouted orders, but the pigs paid no attention. They were too busy devouring the man on the floor. The smell of shit and human decay was overwhelming. One of the officers, a tall, dark-haired woman, finally managed to drive the pigs off with a few well-aimed shots into the air from her sidearm. She was helped by several employees reactivating the corral system, which used a series of electric shocks and pads to encourage the beasts into a different containment area. As the scene was cleared of animal activity, a new scene emerged. On the floor, the remains of a man lay sprawled, face down, in a pool of his own blood, shit and urine. His hands and feet had been tied to posts so that he couldn't escape. Each post had the message, "Porcus avaris," or "Greedy pig," carved on it, with the S-shape stylized to look like dollar signs. What was left of the clothes was shredded, much like the body. Many bones were exposed and very little flesh remained. The investigators slowly rolled the body over and began another series of photographs. The victim's face was the only thing that seemed untouched. It was white and still, the eyes glassy in the half-light. His jaw had been cranked wide open and something shoved inside, taped over to secure it in place. Stapled to his chest was a note created in what some might call classic ransom note script. One of the women bent close and read it aloud. "Here lies Leo Capiri, the king of greedy pigs, who starved people during the pandemic, raised prices, lined his own pockets while cutting supplies, took subsidies and cut hours of operation. He invested in biofuels for cars instead of food for humans. Leo Capiri is a greedy pig fucker." The woman got to her feet again, her face pale and her hands shaking. She could scarcely believe what she was seeing. It was the work of a madman, something out of a horror movie. Next, an investigator carefully removed the tape from the victim's mouth and pulled out a small package. After it was duly photographed, he opened it and then stared at the contents, puzzled. It was a collection of gold coins and other valuable jewelry, combined with finely chopped apples, carrots, and onions, like his body had been prepared for a giant ritualistic luau. More officers searched the facility, looking for clues. Recordings from security cameras were requested, but there had been a power outage in the middle of the night, which gave them their only clue to an approximate time of death, 9:31 p.m. Power hadn't been restored until 9:58, which was when employees had noticed the activity on the feeding floor. Investigators interrogated everyone at the scene and the managers of the property, but they were unable to find anything else of interest, except for the pigs, which seemed to have gone mad with hunger and terror. The building was sealed pending further investigation. News of the murder spread quickly across social media circles, including Smatter, where it was trending for a long time. The feed was abuzz with questions about who had done it, and why, and who would be next.